When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's Pat and JT. Go to our website, patandjt.com. Links to everywhere. Links to everything that we do and info on the show and listen to the show, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. And also get you hooked up with Centris Federal Credit Union, who are our partners in 2022. We are so happy to have them be part of the show every stinking day. They've brought us some great information all year long, and they continue to do so. Right now, they've got some great savings options. If you're looking for a different kind of an account or a certificate, they've got a variety of them, and I bet you they can find one that's just right for you, whether it's for, I don't know, vacation, maybe a really special gift, or maybe you just want a little extra something, something tucked away. They can do that. All of it, federally insured NCUA.
Website is centrisfcu.org or 402-334-7000. Hit them up.
Holy cow.
Yesterday, I called our good buddy Dax Holt from the Hollywood Raw podcast.
I saw some pictures of him on Facebook with his whatever Gators soccer team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He had that because apparently they finished the season undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
His little kid soccer team and 60 goals and only 3 got past them.
It's pretty
all
good,
season.
Pretty big deal.
And then he posted some pictures, a couple with the This Is Us crew. I saw that, too.
Yeah. They had their episode they released today was celebrity encounters, greatest celebrity encounters that they've had. And they're all like, you know, like who the coolest celebrities were. They weren't like, you know, they did an episode last summer about like the biggest jerks in Hollywood. And this is like the opposite of that.
Those are way more fun.
And then they posted those pictures that you're talking about in the off the record Hollywood Raw private Facebook group.
So yes. That's what it was. It was good.
So I called him actually the day before. And he answered the phone, and it was like basically answering the phone at like Chuck E. Cheese, just crazy kids everywhere screaming. He's like, dude, I'm currently in a living hell. Can I please call you back tomorrow, or can I talk to you tomorrow? I'm like, sure. What's up? He goes, I'm in Disneyland. I'm like, oh God. And you could tell he was just not having fun. So he likes it because it was his kids were having fun, but it's like his torture on earth is Disneyland. Hates it.
Does he have like a pass or something? Does he get a discount or something?
No. And that's what this whole story is about. It's hilarious. So I called him back yesterday and he finally had time to talk. I'm like, dude, so what's up? Why do you hate Disneyland? And I was up front with him. I'm like, I'm not a mouse guy. I'm not a Disney guy. I've never been. My kids aren't because I didn't expose them to that. Cause I just never
didn't want to deal with it.
Right. And then we got on the topic of price to get in. And he's like, yeah, it's like it's 180 some bucks or whatever to get
in. It's the same as Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, whoa. Yeah. And maybe there are different levels you could buy cheaper for a few hours or whatever. But whoa. Yeah, it was like 180 bucks. And so then we start talking about, I said, well, next time you're there, they have this Facebook group. They don't. Disney doesn't. But some people out there started. It's called Dilfs of Disneyland. And the people just pick pictures of hot dads, I guess. Anyway, so I said, dude, next time you're there, just flex and try to get on Dilfs of Disneyland. He goes, oh, that'll make it all better. So, and that is from Jeff Lewis Live, that fan group, that Dilfs thing. And Jeff had talked about paying for the whole day pass to have an escort and have lunch and get the whole experience. If you're going to spend $1,000 for a family of four, you might as well spend $4,000 and just have the experience, right? So I was telling Dax about that. And he said, yeah, well, there's a pass that you can get that it is like you have a person with you, but it's a pass where you can cut it, go in front of anybody in any line.
Mm-hmm.
Three,
and you don't get arrested.
No, because you're with somebody, you're credentialed. Yeah, you're apparently not. You're with a escort person and you're credentialed, and you just
is it
go
called Dick for a day or what?
Probably.
I'm just curious. I
mean, and that'd be funny though. It should be the mouse pass. And yeah, you can just go in wherever you go. You can just walk right in. No lines. And it's $300 an hour for that. $300 an hour. They're an hourly because you get when you're with the person, you get the pass. So you pay, it's $300 an hour for this guide.
That's honestly, I mean, when you think about it, if it's at 10 hours before you get to $3,000. So,
well, and that's above and beyond the ticket price. So you got to pay to get in. And then this is above and beyond that.
So 190 bucks, $200 to get in the gate, plus $300 an hour to be able to cut. It's a jerk pass.
I mean, I would actually, if you're going to go to Disneyland or Disney World and you're going to do it multiple days, yeah. I would rather do it instead of spending money to go multiple days. I'd rather scrunch all that money into one day and get the most out of one day instead of spreading it out over two or three days.
Oh my God. 3 days of that. I could not. And like we've talked before, I think we both have been to Disney World once. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. And it wasn't like, oh, I can't wait. I'm planning to go to Disney World. Mm-hmm. It was just, it fell in my lap. And so I went and mm-hmm. it was lines. And it was like, that's all you spent your time doing was waiting in line. So the whole day, I spent, you would spend literally $200 to go stand in line all day and hope to God you got on like three or four rides, maybe five.
And it was a million degrees.
And that.
Yeah.
And everything cost $500.
Yes.
No matter what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't sound like much fun to me.
Well, it's not fun for him. It wasn't fun for him either. He said he enjoyed it because his kids had a great time, but he's not looking to go back anytime soon.
Interesting. Okay, who did you say whose special was that from? The name of that Facebook group?
It's a Facebook group that was just created independently of this radio show, the Jeff Lewis Live Show. They talk about it all the time.
It was Jeff Lewis.
Jeff was featured on Delfs of Disneyland. And he said his butt did look very good, so he's pissed.
God, I tell you what, it's just so weird this weekend. Rolling into Thanksgiving weekend, everything is just like rolling up the sidewalks. I swear to God, everybody is shutting down. There's you're trying to find anything that's hilarious, fun or funny or any kind of any of the typical characters doing anything unusual. Everybody apparently went home and shut their doors. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are you doing the bar thing tonight?
We're going to go to Hill Varsity Club and do music bingo tonight, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's packed. I think tables are all gone. Tables are all reserved.
Yeah. I got a call. A couple of my friends are doing some just up by me. They live up north of me. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, I know the bar scene isn't your thing. I know nighttime. Oh, God. You know, I'm not at all like I used to be, but I'm going to give it a roll. So we'll see what happens.
Man, you're going to tear it up.
I don't know. We'll see. Cause I kind of had a setback with my cold. I got to go in a little bit too hard yesterday cause I felt really good. And so I had all kinds of stuff I had to do work-wise. I took calls. I was doing, and then I go back and I look over my notes and your testimony to this will definitely back me up. Cause I had a call. I needed to share some information with you and I took absolutely rotten notes. I don't even know what they mean. And I'm like, I was obviously still in a brain fog. Probably not good to let me drive by myself.
No, probably not a good idea.
Yeah. So anyway.
I do have something I want to play for you, though, because I know that you, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, again, and Damon Benning. Actually, DB might have brought it up when he was on with us about my gum chewing and my eating things. I was a couple things that I chew fast.
Yeah.
And I do chew fast, but I don't chew with my mouth open.
It's kind of like, you ever watch like, this is top of mind for me right now, cause there's a hilarious guy that I follow on Facebook and it's just Mike's pictures of beavers and he's a nature photography guy, but he primarily is just beavers. And so he gets these up close pictures and they're, you know, chomping down trees and they're doing all this. And yeah, I thought of you.
Oh, thanks. Great. Thanks. Well, I don't know. Like I don't. And I tried to defend myself again this week with Damon. Like he seems to think I chew with my mouth open. I don't chew with my mouth open. I just am. I chew fast.
Aggressive.
And I don't know how to chew quiet. I don't know how. Like and I posted this on Instagram. It's a video. And I don't know, Beth must have hit her boiling point last night because we were eating. And I've heard Sasha said in the office, sometimes it sounds like I'm eating bones in my office. I don't know how to stop it. I don't know how to change it. So Beth got up from the couch and she goes, what are you eating? And she says, hold on a second. She grabbed my phone, opened it, got the phone and just eat like you normally would. So I took my pretzel cracker, whatever.
God, you shouldn't be allowed to have pretzels.
Well, okay. So she bought it. And then, and I think she's doing this to be nice, But it's not an inconvenience to me. Like, if I'm gonna have a snack, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go sit in the basement for 10 minutes and have a snack. Like, it's not like, I'm not just saying that to make her feel guilty. I'm like,
I'm going to go sit in the closet and,
I'm going to go sit in the garage in my car and have a sandwich. Like, I don't care. That doesn't bother me. I'd rather do that than have people listen going, oh my gosh, Beaver Man is here. And I don't want to chew loud. Anywho, so she goes, you don't realize how loud you chew because I can't hear it. You know, you can't hear it. I'm used to it.
Well, so, and that's the thing is you don't hear it. It's kind of like being your ear blind, nose blind to your own sounds and smells and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting that whole phenomenon about the sounds driving people crazy is it can be overarching that anybody that chews can drive you crazy, or it can be really hyper focused on just a couple of different people. That's like, oh my God, I cannot listen to that person.
Yeah.
That person chewing, I can't do it. It's a friend of mine had posted something about that too. I was talking, just we were back and forth. She says, and it's funny because she grew up riding horses also. The sound of horses eating hay is like music to my ears. Absolutely love that sound of horses, and it's loud. It's loud. They, you know, but a person eating a sandwich across the table from me.
And another complaint that I get is that my food in my mouth sounds sloshy. Don't slosh it around. Like, I can't. How do I not slosh? Like, you slosh. That's what your human body makes saliva. So it gets sloshy so you can swallow it. Like, I don't know what.
So what's the video sound like?
You ready? Ready to be triggered. So this is me sitting on the couch. It's a 6 second video. She's holding the phone, probably, I don't know, 4 feet away from my face. Okay. And here is me eating.
The audio. Holy crap.
Mouth closed. I don't know how to make it any better than that. I'm literally just chewing. And then I did edit the video because it's like 30 seconds long. And at the end, she goes, you're chew normal. You're slowing down. And I guess apparently that makes it worse. So then I chew a little like normal, and then it's just fast loud. I said at the end of this video, you videoing me, this feels very abusive. So, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a criminal walking down an alley.
I was going to say, it sounds like somebody walking on gravel.
It does. I don't know. I don't know.
Now I get what Sophia's saying.
Uh-huh.
Shoot up bones.
I don't know. I don't. That video is on. I'll put it on our show Instagram too. It's on my Instagram.
Did you flag it?
Did I flag it?
So in case you trigger anybody, I mean, seriously.
Oh, trigger warning. Trigger warning. Hello. If you have mesothelioma or if you lived at Camp Lejeune.
Mesophenia, whatever that's called. Yeah.
Okay.
You may want to think twice. It's right up there. It's just as bad as flashing lights. It could cause a seizure.
Right. It could cause something. It almost caused a butt kicking for me last night. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I have a feeling if she doesn't remove your teeth, she's going to say one way or another, you're going to be relegated to mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Well, I'll never, ever, ever say there is not a chance my wife would kill me.
I would neither.
So I'm just saying, and just in general. So I mean, I'm just kind of a blanket.
Unless you
think
it's healthy, mm-hmm. that you always have that little seed of doubt.
Yeah,
just that little seed of doubt in the back.
And she said something super creepy. I know a lot of girls think this way. Well, a lot of people think this way. We were watching. I think it was actually Dead to Me. We were watching the final series or the final mm-hmm. whatever season. And the girls were getting rid of something. They burned it and took the ashes and put the ashes in the trash can or whatever. And Beth's like, well, that's not what I would do. I would then take the ashes, bake it in a cake, and then throw the cake away. I'm like, what?
Have to completely dilute it. Because once it's quote unquote and that literally baked in a cake,
mm-hmm.
you can't unbake it.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. And she just said it as she's walking out of the room to get some more water. Like it was no big deal. Okay.
Just let you know. That was just a gentle reminder.
Mm-hmm. Just a little tickle, a little nudge.
All right. Well, guys, have a happy Thanksgiving. And so it'll be, I think we probably won't be back till Monday.
Yeah. We'll be back Monday. Coming in hot on a Monday.
Who knows what we'll have for you by then.
Yeah.
So
If
happy shopping on Friday and GBR on Friday and all the good stuff.
Enjoy it all. You guys, you can text us at 402-403-9478. Subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Thanks for listening.
Who are you?
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.